In previous reporting, Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post has highlighted some questionable budgetary practices employed by the city of Buffalo. Among those, projecting millions of revenues from sources with little hope of being paid in a timely fashion. Casino revenues and ambitious parking revenues stand at the top of that list. At the center of today's press pass, Jeff Kelly discusses a recent move in which the city used funds from the Buffalo School District to cover a cash flow deficit.
So in a way, it's a smart thing to do, but it indicates something. It's illustrative of some bad budgeting practices. The city has been in much better financial shape in the last several years than it was, say, 15 years ago,
right,
when the control board first started. In the last several years, since the control board went from hard or control status to advisory or soft status, these sort of troubling signs have been accumulating. This practice of forecasting revenues that don't materialize,
right,
in some cases underestimating costs, leading to the depletion of reserves as an alternative to raising property tax, for example.
So you brought it up, the control board. Right now it's in an advisory status. What could they do right now? What's the possibility?
Right now what they do in their advisory mode is they advise. And they say things to the city like, well, we should really watch these revenue projections. You know, let's keep an eye on that. But, you know, it's been happening year after year. And at some point, it seems as if they might want to do something a little more forceful. What's available to them is to go hard again.
Okay.
And nobody really wants that.
Politically, it would be very damaging.
Politically, it would be damaging. It's difficult for the city if the control board exercises its authority over borrowing, over spending, over wages, raises, all that sort of thing.
Who ultimately makes that decision to make a hard control board?
The control board itself, which is governed by 9 directors, although currently there are only 7 in place. They can decide based on statute. They can look at certain triggers that they can use to say, this justifies us going hard again. The case could be made that the reliance on reserves in the past 8 years, about $107 million in reserves we have spent down in the city of Buffalo in order to balance budgets, that that would be a sufficient trigger to go hard again.
Right.
If they wanted to, which they don't. The control board doesn't want it. The city doesn't want it. But at some point, these financial problems are going to catch up with the city.
But isn't there a responsibility, though, from these individuals who are on this control board to step in and see what's happening here and do something to get out in front of it before it becomes a major, major problem again?
There is. That's their job. All of them, professionals in finance and government or both.
These aren't not political appointees?
They are political appointees. There are 7 of them who are appointed by the governor, 2 of them with advice from the state controller and from the state legislature. And then the other 2 members are the mayor and the Erie County exec, who send in their stead budget people.
Right.
So they are political appointees, but they're the kind of political, they're experts in their fields. What they've told me is that they are comfortable with the relationship they have with the city and its budget director and the Common Council. They are happy with the cooperation that they have. They are concerned about certain practices. The bond rating agencies have specifically asked the city to look at its use of reserves, have called it troubling, have said that the city should adopt a formal policy about the use and depletion of reserves. The city has not done that.
Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post, as always, we appreciate your time and thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
My pleasure always. Thanks, Jay.